When it comes to Tony Romo, I'm kind of a split personality, which you could just throw on the pile of my mental disabilities. Half of me says that he's never been surrounded by great players and he could still do it. The other half says he makes mistakes at the worst time and he's totally overrated. How do you see him,
Tommy? I got the shirt. Overrated. Overrated.
Is anyone willing to argue with that?
No, there's no argument.
He just makes a lot of bad decisions. Yeah. And the dude doesn't want a playoff game. I won one playoff game, I believe, and just
is
like...
Is anyone here, though, willing to say, Cabbie, that he is surrounded by players that are probably inferior?
He's got a terrible offensive line. Terrible offensive line. And he puts up big numbers sometimes.
And
but
Dez
one
Bryant.
Week, he's great. Another week, he's awful.
But being in that city and you know, the respect that Dallas has, I think that it's almost like being in Toronto, where it doesn't matter how good you are, there's an element of, like, suspect behavior that ruins the game and turns it the other way. It happens, seems to happen in that city more than most.
Interesting, though. You said he plays great sometimes and terrible sometimes.
Yeah.
Isn't that, but shouldn't that put him in a cut above guys who play terrible all
the
time?
No, hold on.
You're better off with a guy who's great sometimes and bad sometimes than you are for a guy who's consistently bad. I mean, you got
to
cut him. He has the ability to be great.
Good. Consistently, like,
or even just consistently above average.
Yeah, who's been good in that city? Who's took in charge and been great for more than, like, you know, a month in that city?
It doesn't matter who he's surrounded by, right? Because if you're going to be a true leader, if you want to lead America's team, then you have to lead and you have to make these players better. You know what I mean? Like, the Patriots, prime example, because at one point before that, like, you know, Bledsoe was there and then Brady jumped on board and he made things happen. Belichick knew what was up and he's like, I'm going to make these guys stars.
Right.
All the players.
So we knew that this question would be on OTR. I mean, even Tim Tebow said, oh, man, OTR is going to be asking about me and Sanchez.
But, didn't he tweet it today?
He's all over that. But the question is, at this point, given where they are, I mean, I think they're 2-2, which still gives them a shot. They're not done yet. But the way Sanchez has played, would you make the switch to Tebow?
Switching it up, 100%. It wouldn't even be a question. Like, I'm putting Tebow in. I like the threat that Tebow has. Yeah, he's very inaccurate as well. And his throwing arm, everybody knows is bad. But you know what?
You know what? You're just starting over again, where I think now they have to go back to what they have. And obviously, they got where they are from Sanchez. They got to stick with the foundation and get it better and forget the idea of this 50-50 superstar double.
Jeremy.
Trying to get trending Twitter
but
while
look
you're
where
trying to win
now.
Again.
Listen, but Jeremy, don't you think that Mark Sanchez has regressed?
Yeah. Give the guy a chance with the right team. He's sitting there, and this guy's on the sidelines like this.
Honestly, I got to put the guy in. We're down 2 points. Put him in.
What do you call it? Sound check? Sound check isn't working so good right now because the microphone is underneath. Yeah, it's underneath your bum right now. So
your point was proven, though.
Tebow can't be any worse than Sanchez. They got embarrassed on their home field, 34-0 or 35-0 to the 49ers. It can't be worse.
Is Tebow? I mean, I think Sanchez should play because he's the better of two bad quarterbacks
Fair
in
enough.
The National
Fair
Football
enough.
League.
So here's the situation with the Ravens: the center Matt Burke and linebacker
Longoria
Brendan
is taking his back out.
Ayan Badezeu, yeah, I got that. Yeah, close enough.
Nice.
Have publicly come out on the opposite sides of same-sex marriage debate. Perhaps, given Burke's apparent homophobia, he should move from center to guard. But the question really is, is this a problem? Two guys who are speaking out about a social issue politically, and they disagree vehemently.
It could be a problem within the structure of a dressing room. And you take it back to hockey, what Tim Thomas talked about, and maybe all of his teammates may not agree with it, but when you're on the field or when you're on the ice or wherever, you forget about that stuff. But personally, there's so many guys in that dressing room, if you don't agree with them, you don't deal with them.
Yeah.
You move on.
There are 53 guys in that locker room. Like, and
some guys may not even know each other's names. Really, because offense hangs out with offense, defense.
And even like the position players just hang in little cliques, little clusters.
Yeah, and they're used to each guy having their own point of view. I mean, I think if that kind of stuff got into the situation and started to wreck the situation, I definitely think there would be way worse things going on a consistent basis.
How about with a band? If you guys disagree fundamentally.
Well, what, four? You got five? Yeah.
Well, you got to agree. Like, you don't say something publicly unless everybody agrees. But, I mean, this is modern era. When you're playing an athlete getting hundreds of thousands of dollars, you're obviously at a point where people are listening to you, and now they think they have to brand themselves, and that branding comes with sometimes you know, opinions.
That, and every word, too, man. Like, every word that is uttered, like, outside of the change room, I mean, it can hit the internet so fast. Yeah. Everybody knows. And you're in the public eye, scrutiny. Everything can go downhill from there. You know what? Keep your mouth shut. Handle it in the dressing room. And then when things come out, you know, push comes to shove, you party like rock stars on the field.
I don't think politics really should have a play at work. No. Like, you know, that's just one of those conversations that you should... I don't know. Your personal politics. I mean, you mentioned Tim Thomas, who made his very public over Facebook last year.
And then said he didn't want to talk about it.
Right.
But that's the thing. You're just
but religion's right in the dressing room, too, with Tim Tebow and stuff. They bring it right
it
into
is,
the
but
room.
You, all, if you don't like it or don't agree with it, you move on. Like, I don't think of anybody different or less because they have a different view. Especially if that guy's got my back on the field or on the ice or whatever. You work together in the dynamic of a dressing room.
Got to go to break. Just leafing through this. The best seat in the house.
Nice.
It also says here, you mean I don't have to pay for email? We were talking about that before. You're the only guy in the world who's been paying for email.
I didn't realize that email was free. I've been paying for it for 10 years.
How can you pay for email? That's impossible.
So embarrassing. I mean, I deserve what I get.
More OTR in a moment.